to revise some of his earlier works on Japanese cultural identity, most especially those concerning the influence of Zen Buddhism on the Japanese martial traditions. Zen and Japanese culture, however, remains as it was originally written. It remains a brilliant and seminal work on Zen Buddhism from a scholar of immense breadth and depth. Before I proceed to discuss the influence of Zen on Japanese culture, I must explain something of what Zen is. Briefly, Zen is one of the products of the Chinese mind after its contact with Indian thought, which came to China in the 1st century AD through the medium of Buddhist teachings. There were some aspects of Buddhism in the form in which it came to China that the people of the Middle Kingdom did not appreciate. For instance, its advocacy of a homeless life, its transcendentalism or world-fleeing and life-denying tendency, and so on. At the same time, its profound philosophy, its subtle dialectics and penetrating analyses and speculations stirred Chinese thinkers, especially the Taoists. Compared with Indians, the Chinese people are not so very philosophically minded. They are rather practical and devoted to worldly affairs. They are attached to the earth. They are not stargazers.